keep my faith aglow. You came to help me, Jesus, when tears they flowed so free. To give me strength to face the dawn, to place my trust in Thee. To hold my hand, my Lord, to gently hold my hand. You came to guide me, Jesus, and to gently hold my hand.
Would you all please sit down? Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. It's my privilege as minister here at Bourne Baptist Church to welcome you on behalf of the family to this service for the life of Jennifer Mary Reeve, who has died. I want to say at the beginning, thank you for being here today. We've gathered to thank God for her life and to commit Jenny and ourselves into God's loving care. We come to draw near to God and to know Him drawing near to us. And so as we spend this time, as we reflect, as we take time to be still, as we worship God and prayerfully listen to God's word, I pray that each one of us would receive and know God's love, God's comfort, and God's peace. We also come to support and uphold one another at this time in prayer, and especially Wynne, especially David and Mark, and Trish, and Jenny's family and friends. And so now we're going to listen to some of the promises of the Bible, and as we do, may we draw comfort from them, so that we may face this season of our lives trusting in the love and faithfulness of God. Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his mercy gave us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. An inheritance to which we are born is one that nothing can destroy or spoil or wither. And finally, things beyond our seeing, things beyond our hearing, things beyond our imagining have all been prepared by God for those who love Him. I'm going to ask Colin, one of the leaders of this church, now to come and lead us in prayer. Thank you.
Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, thank you that through the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have opened the way for each one of us to know you personally. Thank you that as we respond by faith to what Jesus did on the cross for each one of us, you give us the incredible gift of a relationship with you that is for all eternity. Strengthen this faith and hope in us today and in all our days so that we may live and die as your children, certain of resurrection to eternal life. Eternal God, the Lord of life, the conqueror of death, our help in every time of trouble, comfort us who mourn here today. Give us grace in the presence of death to worship you and enable us to put our whole trust in your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the life of Jenny. Thank you that these promises were true in her life. And we commit each other to your loving hand now, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like you to stand now if you would, and we're going to sing together the song Abide With Me. And now I'd like to ask Wynne and Kate to come and share some of their memories of Jenny. Wynne.
Jenny and I met last March, and it is no exaggeration that these 12 months have been the happiest of my lives. As many of you may be aware, she suffered ill health for some time, specifically the problems with her leg. I tried to look after her and make her happy in the best way I could, and certainly she looked after me. The first time I took her to Anglesey, she fell in love with the place and said that's where she wanted to spend the rest of her life. I proposed to her on the beach, and then we started to look for a bungalow. Found one and was in the process of buying it. We were going to get married towards the end of June here in this church, then moved to the island where she was starting to live. But that was not to be, as God had other plans for her. He must have been short of a chef. We started coming to this church Easter Sunday, and then never looked back. As she always said, this was our spiritual church. On behalf of her, I can like to say thank you to each and every one of you for making her and us happy. And I'd like to thank the church for all the support I've had since Jenny passed away. Thanks a lot.
Now, Kate.
Kate Hyde, one of the regular worshippers here in this church that Jenny came to love. It's been my great pleasure to have known Jenny for about the last year and a half, and although that's been a relatively short time, we were able to become friends through the church and through our church house group. Jenny was a gentle and humble person. During the time I knew her, she suffered greatly from ill health, and she was in hospital in Addenbrookes for quite some time. She knew her own mind, but she was always cheerful, and she never complained, never grumbled. She was a fabulous cook. The table at our house group buffet was positively heaving with all the quiches and delicacies and puddings that she brought along for us to share. She was, of course, immensely supported by Wynne. But the most important thing about Jenny, that above all, she loved the Lord Jesus. So we can be sure and certain that along with all those who know Jesus as their Saviour, she's now safe and secure, and face to face with the God she loved and served. Jenny lived with a clear Christian hope, and now for her, that hope is a reality. We're going to hear a reading now that has been chosen for this morning. And it talks about the love of God in us, and how important that is, in spite of all our achievements. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, imperfection disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection, then we will see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. We're going to sing again now. And we're going to sing, "The Lord is my shepherd, the one we can trust, even through death itself. We need not fear. Jesus has the victory. The Lord's my shepherd." Take your seats. And now, before Andy comes to speak to us, we're just going to have a prayer. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that you have given all authority in heaven and earth to the Lord Jesus, that he is living and victorious, and that his name is above every name we can think of. Thank you that it is your wish that everyone would come to know how your hands reach out with tremendous love for each one of us, that the victory of the cross would become real for all of us. Thank you, Lord, that you always speak the truth to us, and we pray now that you would speak to us and that you would open our hearts to hear your word. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 13, what powerful words. that if I work miracles, if I prophesy, if I have incredible faith, even if I give absolutely everything I have away to the poor or sacrifice myself for someone else, if I have not love, it is worthless and you gain nothing. These words written by the Apostle Paul continue with an explanation of what love looks like. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not proud or rude. It is not self-seeking, not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs. It delights in the truth and protects, trusts, hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. How we need love today, of all days, from those around us. The whole story of the Bible is a story about a God of love who has created people to live in relationship with him. And yet alongside this story of God's love for people is the story of people's rebellion towards God. We've hardly started reading the Bible when we discover that humanity's turned its back on God, has decided to live their own way. And so the relationship between people and God is broken. But as we continue to read the Bible, we discover that God never gives up. That because of his love for us, he starts a rescue mission to make it possible for us to be restored, that broken relationship mended. And so it's these words that we've heard that tell us what love looks like. We also see here a picture of God's character, that God's love for us is patient, kind, long-suffering, full of truth, not easily angered, but full of love. And 2,000 years ago, in the person of Jesus, we see the means of God's rescue as Jesus headed towards the cross, with people saying, "See how much he loved them." As he took our rebellion, our wrong, all that causes relationship breakdown between us and God. And Jesus paid for it on the cross, dying in our place, so that when we put our faith and trust in what Jesus did for us, we can be reconciled with God and enter into a relationship with him. One of the delights for me of spending time with Jenny, apart from the chocolate cake and the scones and all of that, I have to say each time I was around there, always enough for 20, I think. But it was hearing her share some of the things that she'd been involved in and some of the people's lives that she'd impacted. Again, I have to say there always seems to be food involved in those things. But whether it was helping people in prison to cook, or whether it was teaching cookery itself, or whether it was for cooking feasts for anyone who visited. The thing that comes through is that Jenny really cared about people, really cared about those around her, family and friends. She talked about her past involvement with children's work in churches, the different roles that she'd played, the different groups where she had shown God's love, but also her love for each child and young person. But the greatest delight for me in all of these things was when she shared that she had rediscovered her faith here at Bourne Baptist Church, faith that she had lost when her husband died suddenly. You know, 1 Corinthians 13 continues with the thought that life is heading towards an eternity with or without God. And the Apostle Paul uses this picture of growing up, that one day he was a child and then he became a man. One day this life will end and then eternity will begin. And he uses this image of a mirror that then would have been made out of polished metal. And so there would have been a part of a reflection. And then he talks about the days when his life comes to a close, when life comes to a close, when we will see the whole picture. At the moment we see, like that mirror, only part, but one day we will see the whole picture. And for Jenny, that is the picture that she is now seeing, the whole picture. We continue to see in part, but she is seeing Jesus face to face, with no more pain, no more suffering, but that she's entered into her eternal rest through Jesus Christ. And the passage finishes with that challenge of faith, hope, and love. I wonder for us today, what do we have our faith in? What is our hope for our eternal future? And the passage talks about the greatest thing being love. Because faith will lead us home to be with God forever. And then our hope will be realized. We'll have received that hope of eternity with God. But love will remain forever. You know, the God of the Bible offers us a relationship with him and the hope of heaven. He offers us a relationship with him through his Son. But to experience that, we need individually, each one of us, to exercise faith and put our trust in Jesus Christ. And I pray that each of us here might do that today, if we haven't already. As I close, we've just sung those beautiful words. That hymn, as I'm sure many of you know, is based on Psalm 23. The Lord's my shepherd. And those beautiful words reveal something about the God of the Bible. That he's a living God, who is like a good shepherd, who wants to journey alongside his people. And that even in dark and difficult times, even as we journey through the valley of the shadow of death, we need fear nothing, because God is walking alongside us, leading and protecting, comforting and sustaining. And so today, as we come to say goodbye to Jenny, I pray that the God of all comfort, love and peace might surround you with his presence, and that with him you might walk into tomorrow. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that you love us. Thank you for that love that is so clearly seen and expressed in the person of Jesus, who out of his love for us gave up his life on the cross. I pray that you will help us today to receive your love, to know your presence and your comfort with us through this time. Loving God, today we thank you for the gift of life. And as we gather here today, we thank you for Jenny's life and for all that she was. We thank you too for memories which we can keep, a source of comfort and continuing thankfulness. And Lord, too, thank you for those aspects of her life which meant so much to us. For the love given, for the love received among family and friends. So in our thoughts now, as individuals, we remember and give you thanks for Jenny as we knew her. And we ask you now that by your grace, you will help each one of us to commit Jenny into your hands. And as we do so, we ask you to grant us your peace. We ask our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're going to have a short time. It might be helpful for you to keep your eyes closed, but just a short time where you can think and give thanks and remember Jenny and all that she meant to you. All those memories that you will continue and take with you. Let's just have a moment of quiet before we stand to sing our closing hymn, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Let's just have this moment of quiet as we remember Jenny. So as we bring this service to a close, let us commit Jenny and each other to God. Let us close in prayer. Gracious God, by your power you gave us life, and in your love you are giving us new life in Jesus Christ. We now commit Jenny to you and entrust her for your safekeeping in the faith of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who died and rose again to save us and to bring us to a joyful resurrection and the glory of your eternal kingdom. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, grant Jenny rest eternal, and may your light now continually shine upon her. And we give you our thanks through the words of Romans chapter 8. We may be certain of this: neither death nor life, no angel, no ruler, nothing that exists, nothing still to come, not any power or height or depth, nor anything created, can ever separate us from the love of God, which we have seen in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you for the assurance that these words bring. We commit each other to you now, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. On behalf of Wynne and the family, I'd like to thank you again for being here today. As an invitation to all to join us for refreshments, head out and round the side and into the back hall. There's lots of refreshments to be taken. If you'd like to make a gift in memory of Jenny, it has been asked that all gifts given today go towards the work of Bourne Baptist Church. Also in the back hall, there is a book of condolence for you to write in. I know the family would appreciate that very much. And so now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you now and always. Amen.
Pan oedd yn os dywylla a'r storm yn oer ei chri Fe glywais lais fy arglwydd yn galw fenw i Fe ddoethos da taf Iesu pan oedd y siwrnau'n faith I roi dy law i'm cynnal i'm helpu ar y daith Iafael yn fy llaw fy niw, Iafael yn fy llaw. Fe ddoethos dataf Iesu, Iafael yn fy llaw. Pan oedd fy myd yn doelchion, a llawn pryderon, Dylusau'r na holeio o llwybrau'r dyddiau di. Fe ddoethos dataf Iesu pan wylwn ddagrau'n llu. I roi dy law i'm cynnal i helpu'n fel fi. I afael yn fy llaw fy niw, i afael yn fy llaw. Fe ddoethos dataf Iesu, I afael yn fy llaw.
gerðum lúi brænig am llygaid trist yn llaeth be glóais lais fy arglwydd yn galw lawer gwaith be ddoeth o stataf Iesu pan oedd y llethrau'n serth i roi dy law i'm cynnal i roddi mi nerth I afael yn fy llaw fy niw I afael yn fy llaw be ddoeth o stataf Iesu I afael yn fy llaw I afael yn fy llaw fy niw I afael yn fy llaw be ddoeth o stataf Iesu I afael yn fy llaw be ddoeth o stataf Iesu I afael yn fy llaw.